WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And today, we're diving into something truly powerful, the magic of gratitude. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, another self-help pep talk, hear me out. This isn't just about forcing yourself to say thank you every 5 minutes. It's about genuinely cultivating a mindset of appreciation that can seriously level up your life. You know how it feels when you're surrounded by negativity. It's like a dark cloud hanging over everything, making even the simplest things seem frustrating. But gratitude is like sunshine breaking through those clouds that shifts your perspective and unlocks a whole new level of peace and joy. Think about it. Ever felt like you were stuck in a rut, constantly complaining about what you lacked? I've been there. We all have those days when we focus on the negative, the I don't haves and the should haves. But guess what? That negativity spiral only leads to more stress and unhappiness. Gratitude is like a mental reset button. It reminds us of all the good stuff we already have, our loved ones, our health, even a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning. Now, here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you sprinkle some gratitude magic into your daily life. First up, start small. You don't need to overhaul your entire existence overnight. Just find 1 or 2 things each day to be genuinely thankful for. It could be anything, a delicious meal, a heartfelt conversation with a friend, or even just the fact that you woke up this morning. Make it a conscious effort to savor those moments and acknowledge their importance in your life. Second, keep a gratitude journal. This might sound cheesy, but trust me on this one. Writing down what you're grateful for every day helps solidify those positive feelings and trains your brain to focus on the good stuff. It's like a mental workout for happiness. Third, to express your gratitude to others. A simple thank you can go a long way in strengthening relationships and brightening someone's day. Make it a habit to acknowledge the kindness of others, whether it's a coworker who helped you out or a stranger who held the door open. Fourth, practice mindful appreciation. Instead of rushing through your day on autopilot, take a moment to truly appreciate the little things, the scent of freshly baked bread, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of laughter. By slowing down and savoring these moments, you can cultivate a deeper sense of gratitude for the present moment. And finally, remember that gratitude is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when it feels easier than others to stay positive and focused on the good. But remember, even on those tough days, there's always something to be grateful for: your resilience, your strength, and the opportunity to learn and grow. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You wake up feeling stressed about an upcoming deadline. Your mind races with thoughts of unfinished tasks and potential setbacks. But then, you take a moment to breathe, close your eyes, and think about 3 things you're grateful for: your cozy bed, a healthy breakfast waiting on the table, and the fact that you have the skills and resources to tackle that deadline head-on. Suddenly, your perspective shifts. The pressure doesn't disappear entirely, but it feels manageable. You feel calmer, more focused, and ready to face the day with a renewed sense of purpose. See how gratitude can turn things around? It doesn't magically erase our problems, but it empowers us to approach them with a more positive and resilient mindset. Remember, friends, gratitude is a superpower. Embrace it, cultivate it, and watch your life transform. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some things you're grateful for today? Share them in the comments below. Let's spread that positivity. And don't forget to subscribe to the Stoic Life podcast so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep it real and keep it stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.